This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
The cash and distribution for the qualified recipients in Metro Manila will possibly begin on August 6, according to DILG Secretary Eduardo Anyo. In a radio interview this morning, Anyo said that about 11.2 billion has been allotted for the NCR's financial aid, which was placed under the two-week ECQ to prevent Delta variant transmission. Anyo clarified that the final list of beneficiaries will be provided by the LGUs and will be handed out through distribution points, house to house or via remittance centers. Malacañang bared earlier an estimated 10.7 million out of 13 million people in Metro Manila are slated to get 1,000 each, as up to 4 members of the family can get cash assistance. 9 cities in Metro Manila have recorded at least one patient infected with the Delta variant of the coronavirus, according to the latest report of the Department of Health. As of August 3, 2021, Metro Manila has 48 total number of cases, Las Piñas with the highest number of 14 cases. DOH Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergueres said the healthcare utilization rate in Metro Manila is still classified as low risk. At present, the Philippines already detected a total of 216 Delta variant cases. The low-pressure area being monitored by DIPAG-ASA in the northeast of Itbayat, Batanes is now a tropical depression. It was given the local name Goryeo as the Philippines' seventh tropical cyclone for 2021. DIPAG-ASA said the LPA developed into tropical depression at 8 a.m. It was last spotted 550 kilometers northeast of Itbayat, Batanes early this morning. The United States has distributed more than 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses overseas, more than all other countries combined, President Joe Biden said Tuesday as he touted his record on countering the Delta variant across the planet. U.S. has shipped 111.7 million doses mostly through the international vaccine distribution system known as COVAX. Major recipients of donated vaccine shots include Indonesia, Colombia, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Pakistan, South Africa, and the Philippines.
Young star Catherine Bernardo recently shared an update on her dream house. Catherine noted on her Instagram how their future home is slowly getting there, along with a photo of her, her mom, and niece in front of the ongoing construction. According to Catherine, it is their first ever house to be built from scratch. It will be designed to maximize the view as the lot is located on a hill. Actress Julia Montes gave fans a sneak peek of her motorcycle training in preparation for her upcoming appearance on FPJ's Ang Probinsyano. She also teased viewers that they could expect more exciting scenes. The Kapamilya actress also flaunted her firing prowess. The news about Coco and Julia back on screen again after 6 years was announced last July 30.
More than 30 million worth of rewards and incentives awaits Nesty Petacho after winning a silver medal in 2021 Tokyo Olympics. The 21-year-old boxer will receive 5 million pesos from the government, 5 million pesos each from the MVP Sports Foundation and San Miguel Corporation, and 2 million pesos from Deputy House Speaker Mikey Romero. Meanwhile, Mega World will give Petacho a 10 million peso condo in Davao City, while Love Island will give 2.5 million peso house and lot. Philippine Airlines pledged 60,000 Mabuhay miles per year and an unlimited flights for 5 years from Air Asia.
A pair of free buds, a smartwatch, a tablet, and a laptop. Today in Tech Talk, we take a quick look at what Huawei have presented recently to further enhance their ecosystem. These new devices are all given a fresh design, added features, and more. Some of them even run using Huawei's own operating system, the Harmony OS. All of this and more in today's Tech Talk at 6 p.m. at Tech News Online Facebook page.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.